Calling all the heroes who met Bites on Liverpool Live for a Friday morning, the 27th of August. Now, over the last couple of months, every couple of weeks, we've been talking about life on the ocean waves, as it were, cruising, something that I wasn't familiar with until I was introduced to the lovely Jess Hartley, who's in the studio with me this morning. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Right, today we are focusing on another cruise line that you deal with here. Yeah. So tell us about who you've got and what they are, where they're from.
Yeah, so we're joined with Adam from Royal Caribbean.
Hello, everyone.
Now, here's the thing. Loads of people say, Adam from Royal Caribbean. Yes, he's probably very well spoken, but no, he's from Pontefract. And before we go any further, because I want to get this out of the way straight away, there was a ship moored on the pierhead yesterday, and I want you to tell us what that ship was called, but not in a non-regional accent, in the exact Pontefract accent you described it to me earlier. What was it?
Anthem of Seas.
Anthem of Seas. Hey. Yeah.
It's a Reek Grand ship.
Yeah, that's right. Love it. Now, here's the thing with that one. I've got to clarify something for myself. I was looking at that because we get a bird's eye view of the top deck of it here. And I noticed it was what appeared to be like a big cherry picker on the top. What is that?
So that's the North Star. So essentially it's a viewing capsule.
Right.
So you can book an experience on that. You head into it and then it takes you 300 feet above sea level, gives you extends across one side of the ship, across to the other. You just get incredible views.
Obviously that's great because you're going to get some incredible views of the city here. Is that something that can happen on the seas, or is it only when it's
in port? It happens while it's sailing as well.
Wow, that is something.
So I've been on that type of ship, been up there when it's been sailing, and it's just absolutely epic what you can see just from up there.
Yeah.
And you get to see a ship in a way that you've never seen it before because you're elevated right above it, and you get to see each side, not from below.
You can get that kind of bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That is something else. Now, what was the reason, what was its journey? How come it was in Liverpool, that ship?
So it'll be doing a British Isle sailing, which it's doing all summer from Southampton, taking people round Liverpool.
What are the ports? Yeah, tell us about the ports.
So it'll stop in Liverpool. Is it Belfast?
Belfast, yeah.
Then
go to Glasgow, St. Greenock in Glasgow. And then we'll do up to Kirkwall in Scotland, Belfast. But each sailing's a little bit different on itineraries and durations and that kind of stuff.
So the kind of ship that we saw yesterday, tell us a little bit about the ships that's within your fleet.
So we've got a really varied fleet. We've got a lot of different ships for every type of kind of person looking at a cruise, really. So whether that be, we pride ourselves on being a multi-generational cruise line. So that's offering something from grandparents to teenagers, parents, right down to infants and everybody in between. Mm. That ship that we're in particularly yesterday is one of our quantum class ships. So
what's that, a quantum class? Is that like
they're like our bells and whistles ships because they've got a lot of entertainment, a lot of activities, really technology kind of advanced. So the entertainment, we've got We Will Rock You on that particular
Queen musical
ship, and you get to see the full production. The entertainment is just absolutely
unbelievable.
What about the cuisine on that ship?
On the what, sorry?
The cuisine on that ship, food, what are we talking?
You've got tons of restaurants on that particular one. So whether that be you want to use Wonderland, which is one of our signature restaurants, so you paint the menu, it appears in front of you, and the food just really never looks as it seems. So it's all based on the elements. Then we've got our signature steakhouse, which you can find across the fleet, which is Chops Grill. There's something for everyone, really. It's like a foodie's glow. You always come back and put on an extra size.
I'll do a little bit of a test out here then, right? So imagine I've walked into Vision Cruises here and I'm booking, Bernie Turner's with you. I'm booking a cruise for Bernie Turner. Yeah. And I think, I want a cruise. Woman advanced in years, as you can see.
I'm not having that. I take some abuse here, but that's out of order.
You tell me, and let's see, if Jess can come in, because you've done the cruise thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you would, an ideal cruise, where would you like to go?
Ideal cruise for me would be Greek islands, because as you know, I'm a great Greekophile, and anything Greek is just a paradise for me. So something that would take me to Greece, and something that would allow me to do my own thing when I get off at the islands. I'm not one for being organised, as you know. I don't like to be pushed around, and I get ratty with people saying, you've got to go here, you've got to go there. That's not me.
Okay.
I'm a free spirit. So something like that would be, Greek and reasonably priced.
Okay. What have we got that you can service the needs of that lady?
So Royal have actually got Jewel of the Seas out of Cyprus at the minute. So they're including all your flights, all your tests, before you get on the ship, before you get off the ship. So there's nothing to worry about there.
That's excellent. That.
Yeah, your flights are included, and you can get on in Cyprus and do a really port-dense itinerary. So every day you're in a port, you're in a different Greek port. So
I just looked online, as you do, because I'm nosy, and I cannot believe how much this is. Is this
how much
serious?
Is
you're not having me on, are you?
No.
It's £599, Roy. £599. Now, I'm not
and
being
that's
funny.
All that stuff you've just
all
said.
That, yeah.
I said, I said to Jess just a minute ago off air, somebody sent me a thing about four nights in Ambleside or somewhere on Facebook, and it was just shy of £800 before you've bought a butty and a cup of tea. And I thought, hang on a minute, this is top quality West End entertainment on board. Yeah. You've got food of the gods, and you can eat whatever you like, whenever you like, whatever time you like. £599. I'm going to have to lie down in the corner, quite frankly.
Oh, no. And you've got the weather.
Exactly.
There's no getting away from the fact there's some great places that you can go to in this country and that, but that does seem a particularly incredible deal. You just short of £600 there, and you're getting everything. So you're talking about the hassles taken out of it, because if you were flying somewhere and you have to go through all of these, you're kind of, it's under your own self-motivation to get all your tests going out. Then this is great. So talk us through that £600 deal, for example, which is running at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's live at the moment. So these sailings have been going from July and they're running right through until the end of October. So that price is for multiple dates. There's loads of different options as well. So we take care of the whole end-to-end experience. So we've got charter flights from Manchester. So you can fly from Manchester straight out to Cyprus. You just need to complete your Cyprus flight pass before you travel.
Is that something new that's come in since Brexit?
Since COVID times.
Really. Oh, right, okay.
So Cyprus flight pass, you upload your vaccination evidence to show that you're double vaccinated, and then you don't require a PCR test before you travel to Cyprus. So that's a really good place to start your cruise. Right. It's quite a straightforward destination to visit. And then when you get to the ship, we'll test you before you get on to make sure that everybody's kind of negative. And then we'll whisk you away on a 7-night cruise. You'll visit Athens, Crete, Mykonos, Santorini and Rhodes. So
I'm just moving some money around here in a casual manner.
Do you know the thing is, it's one of these things. I mean, these things are always an education to me. My daughter's always had this thing about wanting to go to, you know, to Athens and places like that, where you know you can get to see some serious history and what have you. And obviously you've seen it in a very nice climate as well. And that's incredible. That, and it's an awful lot to do in what you're offering there. And of course
you're getting quite a lot. Yeah. A lot of destinations
seven nights. Really good.
As well. And obviously at the minute, the weather's beautiful out there as well.
Well, I've not long been back. I've spent now 5 weeks in Greece over the past couple of months. But I must say...
on the run.
Yeah, on the run, yeah. Hats off to you regarding the testing and that kind of thing, because the complexity of some of this stuff that's still going on, depending on whether you're amber, you're green or whatever, is phasing a lot of people, and it's making them... Yeah. Nervous people I know who are very confident sailors, flyers, whatever, are going, what do I have to fill in, Bernie? Because I've done it.
Yeah.
But it's great you're offering that. Fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, unfortunately, we're out of time, but it's been really enlightening. And not least for the fact that I now know what that cherry picker thing is on top of the. I've just demeaned it by calling it a cherry picker, I might add. But yeah, that's brilliant. If people want to find out more about the details of this particular offer, how can they do that, Jess?
They can call us on 0800 655 6601 or they can visit visioncruise.co.uk. And it's Jewel of the Seas, that particular offer, if they would like to
Jewel of the Seas,
hear more information. Jewel
of the Seas.
Jewel at Seas. She's a grand ship.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, Adam, thank you so much for coming in. Jess, always a pleasure. We look forward to catching up with you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Soon.
Brilliant. Okay, it is coming up towards 10 to midday. Still to come, we're going to catch up with Pete Price in the next hour of the show. We're going to take a break and come back with a lady who I'm led to believe is actually related to Benny Hill. Sings an incredible song, but what is it? You'll find out in a second.